100%, 100%. Barbara, just a quick diary before we chat to Premier Alan Windey.
Okay. Day 11 of the nationwide lockdown. Globally, the world has 1,273,990 confirmed COVID-19 cases and over 69,000 people have died. Health Minister Zweli Mkhize announced on Sunday night that South Africa's number of confirmed cases stands at 1,654, an increase of 70 cases with two more patients dying, an 82-year-old woman in the Western Cape, an 86-year-old man in KZN, bringing the death toll to 11. Over 2,000 arrests for non-compliance of the regulations in the country, including a wedding party of 50 arrested outside Richards Bay in KZN. The bride, the groom and the pastor were among those arrested. Supermarkets and stores such as ShopRite, Checkers, Pick and Pay and Clicks are introducing plastic and Perspex face shields for cashiers at tills. Minister Becky Claire, the police minister, says over 2,000 gender-based violence reports in the first week of lockdown have been reported. And then finally, news from the United Kingdom. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been admitted to hospital 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19. And on Sunday night, Queen Elizabeth gave a rare address to the nation and the rest of the Commonwealth, ending with a line harking back to World War II with the words of a Vera Lynn wartime song saying, "We will meet again."
Barbara, thank you very much for that. You know-